President Trump today is making his first visit to the headquarters of U.S. Central Command and U.S. Special Operations Command in Tampa. He's coming off a weekend away from Washington at his resort in Palm Beach. And it's his comments in an interview that aired last night before the Super Bowl that are getting attention. In particular, this moment in which he defended Russian President Vladimir Putin, even after host Bill O'Reilly called the Russian leader a killer.
He's a killer, though. Putin's a killer.
A lot of killers. We got a lot of killers. Why, you think our country's so innocent? You think our country's so innocent?
I don't know of any government leaders that are killers in America.
Well, take a look at what we've done, too. We've made a lot of mistakes. I've been against the war in Iraq from the beginning.
Yeah, mistakes are different then.
A lot of mistakes, okay, but a lot of people were killed. So a lot of killers around, believe me.
Well, joining us now is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Jeremy. Good to be with you.
Good to have you. And I'm just imagining if President Obama had said something like that, Republicans would have railed against him. What's the reaction been to this statement from President Trump?
There's been a good deal of shock. And to start right at the top, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Republican majority in the Senate, distanced himself from these remarks yesterday. And there's really no big rush to embrace the idea that you could equate perhaps mistakes that the United States government made that led to people dying to what Vladimir Putin has done both in his own country and in other countries. And we should say that just last week, our new United Nations ambassador, and that's Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, appointed by President Trump, said this: the United States continues to condemn and call for an immediate end to the Russian occupation of Crimea. And she went on to attack the Russians for what they have done in eastern Ukraine. So she said we were not going to lift the sanctions. And yet yesterday we heard the president say that he wants to be better friends with Russia, wants to get along with Russia, sees them as an ally.
So more mixed signals on Russia, and we'll keep watching that. Meanwhile, the president's travel ban put on hold by a federal judge on Friday. Trump has gone after the judge, says the judge will be to blame if an attack occurs. The judge, by the way, appointed by President George W. Bush and confirmed 99-0. But, Ron, there's been a talk of a constitutional crisis because of this. Where are we with this?
The tweets from the president yesterday actually went so far as to suggest that the judiciary in general was going to be to blame unless he prevails, the president prevails, in the struggle over this travel ban. And the struggle itself is very much before an emergency panel of three judges in San Francisco who are part of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals out there. And they are considering this temporary restraining order that the judge in Seattle imposed last week. So they have the decision in their hands. We may see the decision even tonight. The plaintiffs have already filed their briefs overnight, and the federal government, the U.S. Justice Department, defending the president, is going to file its briefs by 6 o'clock Eastern time today.
You mentioned Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who was interviewed on CNN yesterday, and on a number of issues, including the one you mentioned, he did not vigorously defend Trump. He declined to say he would support congressional legislation instituting the ban. Let's listen.
Let me just say, I think proper vetting is important to the American people, but there's a fine line here between proper vetting and interfering with the kind of travel or suggesting some kind of religious test. And we need to avoid doing that kind of thing.
Are we starting to see some more pushback from Republicans to the Trump presidency?
The clear point here is that vetting exists. The president has said we need more vetting. We need extreme vetting. Although we have not seen any cases of anybody brought forward who had passed through the existing vetting and then perpetrated some kind of terrorist act in the United States, he continues to portray the situation as one in which people are pouring, and that is his word, pouring into the country who may very well be dangerous and have bad intentions in mind. So a lot of Republicans now are trying to come up with a way to talk about this that separates themselves from the president's position, positioning themselves, of course, with a thought towards what might come out of the courts, including ultimately probably the Supreme Court, with regard to this travel ban.
One more thing, Ron. Everybody's been talking about this Saturday Night Live sketch over the weekend with Melissa McCarthy playing White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer. It's very funny. I encourage people to take a look at it. But one moment in it, Sean Spicer, played by Melissa McCarthy, brought out Kate McKinnon playing Trump's pick for Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos. And here she is responding to a question from a reporter.
Yes, I don't know anything about school, but I do think there should be a school, probably Jesus School, and I do think it should have walls and roof and gun for potential grizzly.
Playing off a moment there that actually happened in a Senate hearing where she talked about a gun for potential grizzly at a school out west. Ron, the Senate's going to vote on whether DeVos will be confirmed tomorrow. What are you expecting?
At this point, it's still a tie vote, 50-50. That means Vice President Mike Pence is constitutionally empowered to come in and break that tie. Obviously, he will vote for DeVos.
Which means even though there are two Republican senators who've come out and said they'll vote against, she would still be confirmed.
That is correct.
NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.